Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and T for two is two and four. Listen, if we're going two by two to Two Heads Park, then two Kingsmen is all I need to match with two ladies, D-lady-d-d. The two Musketeers have two little words for you. Two people in love. Wait, I mean, two sleepy people. I mean, two player game. I mean, two a day. I mean, us two, chitty prayer? No, I mean, two worlds. Yeah, that'll do. I mean, you've got to pick a pocket or two. Joining us today are the usual two lost souls, a.k.a. two nobodies in New York, including Kevin, torn between two lovers, Jaeger.
Yes, it's such a hard place to be, and I'm always there.
Kimberly, our act two finale game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Yeah, okay.
And with us is a returning guest who we dearly love to help us kick off season two of Broad Wasted. Was season one 5 years? Yes. Is season two not 5 years? I don't know. We'll see. Well, you've had a break. We've had a break. But now we bring you one of the favorites. You may know him from some of his highlights like Hair, Phantom, On the Town, Catch Me If You Can, Candide, A Chorus Line, Scotland, PA, and his incredible Halloween specials. Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Jay Armstrong Johnson.
What's up, you wasted weirdos?
Yeah.
Welcome. Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
Clinkies.
Oh, I forgot how.
Yeah, right? Well, welcome to season two of Broad Wasted. We are so happy to have you kick off this season of Broad Wasted. This is going to be super fun. We love you. We know that our listeners love you. And I know we have a lot to talk about. So let's just get started with what are you drinking?
What are we drinking?
I am drinking Maker's Mark on the Rocks.
Beautiful.
Love Wonderful. It.
Beautiful.
It's delicious.
Kevin. What are you drinking?
I am drinking a Pinot Noir because my wine-loving dad texted and said that today, the day we're recording, is actually National Pinot Noir Day.
Oh.
Pinot Noir. I just am sticking with the theme.
Beautiful. Kimberly, what are you sipping on?
I have some Hudson Baby Bourbon.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Yum.
Beautiful.
Love it.
I'm trying to keep summer going. I have a Shipyard Brewing Company's summer ale, straight from Maine. So good.
Delish.
I love Shipyard.
Mm-hmm, me too. Their pumpkin head, if we're talking about like the fall as well, their pumpkin head is delicious as well. I really enjoy that. But here we are. We're talking to Jameson Johnson. How have you been? What's new? You know, I think the last time we talked to you was last Halloween.
Right.
I know you have your birthday and a show coming up. There's so much to talk about, but I mean, how have you been?
I've been good. I've kind of been traveling a lot this summer, which has been fun and exciting. I went out to LA for all of May because Todrick Hall invited me to come be a producer on a few of his new music videos in conjunction with his latest album that he dropped called Femulin. Stream it wherever you can hear music now. It's a really incredible, very queer album. And we shot some really awesome music videos. So I learned a lot and worked really hard with him out there. And then I went to Texas for all of June to direct a new musical theater camp with my best friend, Amanda Williams Ware, who's also one of my Sanderson sisters in my Halloween show. Cool. But that was a blast as well to kind of lead a theater camp. I hadn't been to theater camp since I was like 15 years old. So
then
be up there leading the pack was really awesome. And I took all of my knowledge that I've gleaned from all of my music video making over the last year. And we made it like a really cool dimensional camp. So it wasn't just about singing and acting and dancing for the stage. We also taught acting for the camera, and we shot camp-wide music videos, which made the kids feel really cool and gave them like the tools that they needed to know about what it means to be on a set. And so that was really fun.
There's a lot of kids in Texas who are now like, this one time at theater camp.
Exactly. Exactly. But I've mostly been teaching. I have some private acting students that I see on Zoom every week. And I got two new baby kitties a few months ago.
So
that has been fun, being a new cat dad.
What are their names?
Barnaby and Gus.
Yes. That was literally perfect. I love
They're cuties. We rescued them from Puppy Kitty NYC, which is an awesome rescue organization here in New York. And they just got neutered a couple of days ago. And so you might be able to hear them yowling in the background as they hate these cones that they've been put into little straight shirts.
No.
Yeah, little kitty straight jackets.
Yeah.
Guys. Well, you said you were back in Texas, like doing theater camp. Like, what did you learn from the kids? What did you hope to instill and imbue on the kids in terms of like the lessons that you've learned, especially growing up in Texas and coming out to the, and this may roll into your cabaret, your show, but like, I don't know, like what when somebody goes to a camp that you are running, a theater camp that you are running, what do you want them to take from it?
Well, what was really cool is the kind of diversity that our camp had in terms of gender representation. We had one kid come out to us as trans in the middle of camp, and he cut his hair off like a couple of days into camp, and he was really nervous about it. But we made sure to lead with introducing ourselves with our pronouns. And so we had our finger on the pulse in terms of what it meant to know that we had some kids that felt the need to really be accepted. And that's kind of how I found and loved theater, was that I found a community of people that loved me and accepted me and lifted me up even for my weird theater love. So that was something that was really kind of cool. And I learned a lot. These kids these days, they're so modern, honey. I mean, it's wild how much they taught me about acceptance and how comfortable they feel in their skin. And we really hoped to give them that space to feel accepted like I felt when I was at that same theater camp.
Sure.
So that was cool. Another thing that we really focused on as like a team was this idea of like mindfulness. I think when we were growing up learning theater, it was like eat nails, like go, go, go. Don't rest until it's perfect. And, you know, after being in a few Broadway shows and figuring out what it is to do an 8-show week and how kind of grueling and taxing it is on the mind and the body and the spirit, like it's work that we really wanted to teach the kids what it means to practice mindfulness just as important as practicing your acting or your singing or your dancing. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, if and when they choose to make the arts their career, that they have that as a part of their foundation to move forward. Because I feel like if we would have had more of that, maybe we wouldn't have, I don't know, fallen down a few times along the path. But, you know, sure. Hindsight's 2020.
That's beautiful. That sounded like a lot of fun.
That was very cool.
Do you find that the kids are like how you said you introduced it, like acting on film? Do you find that these kids nowadays are more comfortable being in front of a camera because of their like social media and like filming like their lives with their phones? Or do you think it's just as jarring to be in front of a camera as an actor, no matter what?
Yeah, I think it kind of depended on the kid. There were some kids that like thrived in that environment and were super, super excited. And there were some kids that just refused to get behind that camera. So they were kind of just watching from the outside, or, you know, maybe we're in the back doing a little dance during one of our music video shoots. But yeah, I do think that kids gravitate toward what it means to be on camera just because of social media and because of the kind of, I don't know, overload of media that is out there, especially video content with TikTok and Instagram. And so, I don't know. I think that that's just kind of where our industry is going with Broadway HD and the filming of Broadway shows being streamed on platforms. And so we're just trying to, you know, keep up with the Ninja Joneses, as Mark Fisher likes to say.
Sure. So you were in Texas, and your show coming up to celebrate your birthday is at 54 Below, and you can get tickets online. Go to 54below.com. You can also, it's also streaming at the same time, which is super, super cool. So you can actually buy tickets to just have access to stream it, so making it super accessible for anyone who does want to see it. But I know that it relates a lot to your roots, how country music influenced you growing up in Texas. Talk a little bit about your show and kind of how you conceived it.
Yeah, I mean, my first solo show at 54 Below was like musical potpourri. It was like I wanted to kind of showcase all of my music loves, which is like, you know, Whoopi Goldberg's monologue in Sister Act 2, where it's like eclectic. I love rock and roll, rap, jazz. That was kind of my first foray into what it means to put on like a solo show. So now I'm kind of wanting to take a deep dive into each genre that I love so much. And since country was kind of the music I was born into, it felt like the right place to start. I've been pretty nostalgic with country music lately, especially during the pandemic. I've been listening to a lot of music. I like turned on like a 90s country music, like Spotify playlist. And it was wild is that I think I knew every single word to every single song because that's what I grew up in. So I'm excited to revisit that music that I know and love and that I always heard on the radio every single waking hour of every single waking day, and loving country music television. And, you know, I mean, it's just who I was growing up, really.
That's awesome. Do you have any sneak peeks of something that's going to be at your show, or people or songs or anything?
Well, my two best friends, my favorite singers on the planet, Amanda Williams Ware and Allison Robinson, will be there.
Awesome.
They're Texas girls themselves. We grew up doing theater together. They're my Sanderson sisters every year for my Halloween show. So they will be there alongside of me singing back up and taking some solos as well. So they will absolutely be a part of it. Will Van Dyke is my music director. He's currently music directing and Grammy nominated for Little Shop of Horrors off Broadway.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has an incredible career that spans from Kinky Boots to Rent to Pretty Woman. I mean, he's unbelievable, and he's creating all of my musical arrangements. And I'm currently looking for a possible guest artist to join me on a Reba McEntire song. So if I find the right artist, then I think that we'll execute that song.
Cool. Yeah. So that's September 1st at 54 Below. It's at 9:45 PM. You can go in person, or you can stream it through 54below.com. Check out, all the information is there. And I'm sure that you can follow Jay on Instagram and all of his social media to get a little bit more.
Yeah.
But you did mention that you traveled a lot this summer, but there's a place where we haven't gone to in quite a while, and I think we should go there. Tuesdays in the corner with Kevin.
It's Kevin's corner.
Welcome to Kevin's corner, Jay.
Oh, thank you, Kevin.
No one's been here in a long time. It's a little dusty. I try to do my best with it. I put out new doilies. So good to go there. So today, I wanted to play a fun game because your name is Jay, which is also, wait for it, a letter. So if it's a letter and a name, I'm going to ask you a series of normal interview questions, but you have to answer every question with your answer has to be from the letter, like starting with the letter J.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's a good one already.
Well, so I would say, well, Jay, so nice to be sitting with you today for this interview of very important questions. And the first question I have to ask you is, what is your favorite food?
And jelly, actually. If I was being specific, it would be raspberry jelly. I know that that doesn't start with a J, but at least it's jelly. Well,
in the encyclopedia, it'd be jelly, comma raspberry.
Right.
There you go.
You're totally
exactly.
And who is your favorite pop singer?
Jessie J, of course. She's simply the best, and that's a double J, baby.
And what do you think is the perfect song to sing to someone as a lullaby at night?
Jack Be Nimble, Jack Be Quick, the musical song. It was definitely such a music sometime. I will look it up.
Jack Be Nimble, smart. Jack Be Quick. That's a great song.
That's a great song. I look it up on Spotify. Yeah.
I really love it.
I wonder if it's actually on Spotify.
I bet it is somewhere. There are nursery rhymes.
And what is your favorite animated film?
Jurassic Park is not an anime film. Juno is not an anime film. Y'all know one? Are y'all like saying, why can't he think about?
I can't think of any. So, Kevin, did you have examples in mind?
Technically, Jumanji does have animation in it, but it's not an animated film. Just around the riverbed and it's the ones.
Oh, I can only think of one.
Oh, well, can you give me hints, Kim?
Well, I wonder if your favorite might be Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius.
Oh, very good. That's actually very, very good.
That's a really, really good one. I think we'll take that one. That works.
Do you have any others, Kevin?
No, of course not. This isn't my interview.
Oh, great. You just set me up for failure.
I just picked things that would be funny to ask you and maybe you would come up with something that I didn't know.
Oh, great.
What? No, I know you're a dancer. You're quite the dancer, actually. The first time I ever encountered you on the stage, I saw you in a show called On the Town.
Ah, yes.
And you were quite the dancer. So what is your favorite dance move?
It's a jeté, of course. It's spelled J-E-T-E with a con acento and la the second E.
Okay. And if you couldn't pick jeté, what would you pick as your second favorite dance move?
The jiggle, duh. I love the jiggle.
I love that. And what is your favorite drink at the end of the night?
Jamba juice.
I feel like I have to have one in my apartment at all times.
All times. My kitchen is a Jamba juice, just so you know.
A really good double one. And what is your favorite country song that you're not singing at your concert?
How dare you? Jingle Bells, as performed by Dolly Parton.
This is
why won't you be singing that in September?
Oh, that was good. See, I thought I was setting you up for Jesus Take the Wheel, but Jingle Bells by Dolly Parton was way better.
See, Jesus Take the Wheel is actually a very good song.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
So, speaking of country music, because I'm from Florida, so, like, I grew up, like, I love me some country music, too. Especially the, like, pop country, like, the, like, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, like, that kind of era of country.
Yes.
I know for a lot of people who are not from where we grew up, they get this, like, weird nose upturned at country music sometimes. Hmm. So, what would you say to, like, a lot of your fans who love you and want to see you, but were, like, a country concert? Like, what do you think that your show is bringing that, like...
I love how you said a country concert with a twang to it.
A country concert? I would say that there are so many tunes out there in the world that started out as country tunes, but because they're so great melodically and lyrically that they became pop tunes that you might not know, that I Will Always Love You by Dolly Parton is actually the song that Whitney Houston sang, or that I Swear was also done by John Michael Montgomery as well as Boyz II Men. And so, you know, it's actually a genre that is that does, like, translate very easily because of the chord progression and because of the lyricism of it, its storytelling. I think that's why I'm kind of drawn to country music as well as theater, because just the storytelling that happens in those songs are so darn good that a lot of times, you know, even some Beyonce songs are like, have like five lyrics in them and you're like, okay, well, this isn't really a story. It's just a good beat with five words. Right.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, my mom. My mom went through a country phase when I was young. And I remember, like, really enjoying it because I was like, they tell a story like Broadway.
Right.
And it was just like Amy Grant and show tunes on the way to school. Like,
I keep wondering why Broadway hasn't seen, like, a country jukebox musical yet. And I feel like
they're so ripe for it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's,
so many
songs are just,
for sure.
Like, they're like story songs. Like, they're like great, like, little soliloquies moments. Like, you take a song from Emerson Drive talking about, like, the guy he met on the bridge who, like, changed his life so he didn't kill himself. Like, it's just like,
wait,
what?
Isn't there a Dixie Chicks musical coming out, or Goodbye Earl? Am I making that up? Did I envision that in my mind?
Oh, well, they're called the Chicks now, Kimberly.
Sorry.
But what's crazy is that my friend Chasten Harmon, who was one of the swings on Hair with me, we would sit backstage at Hair and we would, like, dream up the Dixie Chicks musical. She had this, like, idea in her head that was freaking genius about actually taking the Chicks' music and putting it into a musical. So I hope you're right, Kimberly. I'm not.
I think you are. I don't know if it's a jukebox musical, if they're writing something specifically for a musical, but I absolutely remember reading something to that effect.
Wow.
And a while ago, there's a workshop of a country jukebox musical called Fancy.
Yes.
With the song Fancy.
I do remember that one.
I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. Actually, we lived in a one-room rundown shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. I can go on, but you want to stop me, I promise.
Will we be hearing that on September 1st?
As a white Jewish boy from North Jersey, New York area, this is all just like a foreign language to me.
Well, baby, get on board.
I'm going to have to stream it on September 1st.
You sure will, honey. I'm actually super excited that they're streaming it because most of my friends and family from Texas can't actually make it up to New York for this show, which makes me super sad. But when they actually reached out to me for a live stream, which they don't do too often for their shows there, it really made me happy because then I was able to reach out to my family and be like, guess what? You only have to pay $15 and you get to sit on your couch.
That's awesome.
That's so fun. Cool. I would have killed for like concerts to be live streamed, like Broadway concerts to be live streamed when I was in like college and high school. Like sure. I talk all the time about my obsession with early 2000s YouTube for like Broadway concerts. But if I could have just like sat in my dorm and watched them live every day of the week.
Are you talking about the concert changer. With Jay, when Jay had the big fro? Leave for the
Greg?
Wild. Actually, what's funny is my friend Morgan Carr, who's actually just blown up in the last couple of weeks or so because he has that new single with Sarah Bareilles. We've been talking on the internet, and he's reminding me of the concerts that we did back in like 2009, 2010.
Wait, did you do Halfway together? Was that the two of you?
Yeah, totally. And then we have a...
Take a picture of the thumbnail.
Oh, yeah. He's got that crazy high voice.
He's on the Kerrigan Laudermilk, their first CD... Doing this somewhere in a quiet little...
Two strangers.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Should we play a game?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
We haven't done that in a while.
I'm trying to figure out how to pitch this game with people who don't know what I do all day. But as Jay and I ran into each other the other day, and I was like, oh, a social interaction with people that are adults. Because I spend my days in a children's dance studio. And so we have a game that's just entitled... country song title or a quote from a child at work. I think these are pretty hard, but I don't know about how much you like country.
Honestly, I don't even care about playing the game at this point. This concept and title is already good enough. This is like genius. Spectacular.
This is a new game for season two. Is it this or is it a quote from a child at work? Because boy, do we have some kids say the darndest things just every day of our life. And especially we've been doing summer camps. And so they're with us for so long that eventually these children will say something.
I'm so obsessed.
That is hilarious. So basically when it is your turn, I will say a phrase and you tell me if it's the name of a country song or if like a 4-year-old said it to me at work today. So Kevin, do you want to go first?
I'd love to.
Great. My uncle used to love me, but she died.
That is something that a kid at work said.
Incorrect. That is a country song by Roger Miller.
This shit is genius, Kimberly. Oh, it's God. Genius.
Oh, God.
Hey, would you like a turn?
Of course.
I'm feeling a little famous.
I hope it's a kid at work, truly.
This was a child at work.
Oh, thank God.
I was like, if that's a country song, that's sung by Kelly Pickler. Like, there's nobody else.
She was wearing the same color skirt as her teacher. And so when she said, like, how's everyone feeling today? She goes, I'm feeling a little famous. We match.
Oh, my God.
Her teacher. And so then her teacher felt a little famous as well. Brian, would you like a turn?
I would.
I still like baloney.
I'm going to say it's a child.
That is a country music song by Alan Jackson.
No fucking way.
Wow.
Wild.
You're going to have to listen to all of these afterwards. All right, Kevin, would you like a turn?
Of course.
I like bananas because they have no bone.
That's a kid.
The country music song.
What?
Who's your hot shots?
You're definitely not selling my concert very well right now.
Did you only pick songs from Jay's set list?
He still doesn't like baloney. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh my God.
All right, Jay, I have one for you. Ready?
Hit me.
I'm not here to listen.
That's a child.
that as a child.
Yeah.
Wow. Although, but what a good song would that be?
Oh yeah, that's
a really good song title.
All the ones Jay's got that he knew as a child, I was like, I can hear that song in my head.
Yeah, totally. Like the music stops and it's just like, I'm not here to listen or something like that. You know? That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a Carrie Underwood song.
If yeah, totally.
And like, absolutely.
McBride is pissed that she got passed over.
Correct.
Like, also a four-year-old ballerina that just doesn't want to stand up straight.
So. I'm not here, to listen.
God, I wish I had the balls to say that when I was a kid.
Right?
Forget about it as a kid right now.
I know. Can you imagine you walk into a meeting? I'm sorry, I'm not here to listen.
Oh my goodness, Brian, would you like a turn?
Yeah, I'm just nervous.
Okay. Everything about this dress is good.
That's a kid.
That's a child, yeah.
Okay.
But I could still hear the song.
Yeah.
Huh?
Absolutely.
Everything about this dress is good.
And then it's like a list. It's like the hem, the belt, the straps that fall off the shoulders.
The way it twirls.
Yeah, and then it ends with like,
it's like it goes deep, really.
Yeah, or like, and then it ends with, boom. What I love most of all is the way he looks at me.
That's part two of this game. We're just going to write these songs.
Write all these songs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Kevin, would you like a turn?
Yes, please.
My head hurts, my feet stink, and I don't love Jesus.
That's a country song because it says Jesus.
That's a Jimmy Buffett song.
Yeah.
I know it well.
Do you really know that song?
Oh, absolutely. And it was featured in the Broadway musical Escape to Margaritaville.
Oh my God, it was.
It was.
Yeah. Okay, I think I have a few more. Jay, let's see. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd.
I mean, if that's a child, where are they from?
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess it's a country song.
It is a country song. I teach children in Manhattan. They don't know who the Buffalo
is. If they do, they're referring to like Buffalo Wild Wings.
Right. That's correct.
That's right.
Which is delicious. Okay.
So
fair. Okay, Brian.
Uh-huh.
I have my crown on for Easter.
I'm going to say a country song.
I was a child.
Oh, okay.
Nowhere near Easter time, but I asked why she was wearing a crown. Well, it's for Easter. Okay.
Right. The same child who says, my head hurts, my feet hurt, and I don't love Jesus.
All right, I think I have one more. Kevin, you ready? Oh, no, I have two more.
Okay.
I get to watch a show when I go on the toilet.
That's a kid?
That's a child.
Okay.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That really shouldn't be a country song. I know. Or a song in
That's
general.
One of the songs you can't hear. Okay, I'll do the last one and you can all guess.
Okay.
I'm feeling destructive.
This is a really good last one. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm proud of it.
Because it would be a fantastic song. It also would be a really like emotive and amazing way for a kid to communicate how they feel.
Yeah, it also sounds like something a kid stole directly from their parents' mouth.
For sure. And it's definitely.
So he says, I'm feeling destructive. Okay.
And I feel
but
like
it also. But
Carrie Underwood song.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be a Carrie Underwood song, but it would be like a sexy video. Like, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So what are we going with? What are you going with, Jay?
I'm going to say it's a child because I love this child.
I'm going as a country song.
I'm going to say country song.
Child.
That's so good.
But you can hear the song she was writing in her head.
100%.
Yeah.
Honestly, we should write a country musical with brand new songs based on the titles of children.
Yes.
And that toilet one's maybe gonna that's... be a hit.
That opens act 2, where it's just like, maybe it's the narrator, or maybe it opens Act 1.
It's the framing device.
It's the framing device.
This is the show he's watching on the toilet.
Oh, so it's man on throne.
Yeah.
Or Michael in the bathroom by himself.
Yeah, love it.
Starring George Salazar. I get to watch a show on the toilet.
Wow. In the bathroom number 2. It's great.
No. Oh, God. Wow. That's been, was that a country song or a quote from a child at work?
A really fantastic game, Kimberly. I'm very
Thank
impressed.
Thank you so much.
Really good.
I know this is a hard left turn, but let's talk about Halloween.
Kids love Halloween.
Yeah, kids love Halloween. So,
sure do.
Last year you did your incredible Sanderson Sisters Halloween Spectacular as a video, as people could stream it, rent it, watch it, all that stuff. I know it was like wildly successful. So from us at Broadway, so to you, like, congratulations. That's amazing. We only talked to you beforehand. We'd love to hear a little bit of, like, you know, leading up to whatever you're going to do this Halloween. Tell us about, like, the reaction to that, the response to that. I'd love to hear more about the back end of that experience last year.
Yeah. What's crazy is that I've been trying to get Broadway Cares on board for this show. I mean, this year will be our 6th year of doing it. So I've been doing it as a concert for the past 5 years, or for the first 4 years. We were 2 years at 54 Below and 2 years at Le Poisson Rouge down in the West Village.
Sure.
And so I really was super interested in bringing Broadway Cares on board as our, like, benefactor and our presenter. And back in January, 2 Januaries ago now, we had a meeting and they said, yeah, let's do this. And that was before the pandemic actually knocked us out. So I thought that, like, my 5th anniversary was going to just be a thing that wouldn't happen. But then I got a little broad-waisted one night and started dreaming a little bigger. And I heard that, like, television and film production was being allowed back in New York with Phase 4 of reopening during the pandemic. And so I had a wild idea to actually do this virtually, but not do what we'd been seeing in virtual performances, which is, like, you know, performances
in front of the blank wall.
Right. Performances in front of our Zoom cameras. Right. And so I thought, well, what if we could maybe overproduce, like, a visual album, a nod to Beyonce's Lemonade or a nod to Todrick Hall's Straight Outta Oz, but make it focused. So we ran with it and Broadway Cares gave us the thumbs up and, it was wild. I mean, you know, we'd all been sitting on our butts for 6 months, all of us as artists, and creative spaces were shut down. So pretty much everyone that I asked to come on board to do it said yes. And they literally brought their A game. They gave 110%. And I just remember walking on set of each day and just feeling like there was magic in the room and creative people were being creative again for the first time. So I wasn't quite sure what it would end up being. But what it did end up being fully exceeded all of my expectations. I had genius directors of photography, genius editors, genius costume designers, genius performers, genius musicians that all just kind of, like, rallied together. And we were able to pay a little bit of everyone something because Broadway Cares was very in touch with the fact that artists needed work and they needed money to sustain. So we were able to pay artists at least a little fee for their work. And we ended up raising $250,000 for Broadway Cares that night. And it was just really well received. Anytime I'm having a down day, I just go back to the YouTube video and read the comments section. And it instantly makes me just so happy because it really was received really well. And we submitted for the Telly Awards, which is an online content awards show. And they gave us 9 awards. We placed gold for art direction, silver in 4 categories, and bronze in 4 categories. It was my favorite thing I've ever done. I've never been more stressed. I've never been so sleep deprived, and I've never been so proud, actually.
That's awesome.
That's so cool. And it was amazing. Ask people who watched it.
Yeah.
It was so fun. You're welcome.
So whatever you're whipping up this Halloween, we can't wait. And I'm sure if everyone follow Jay, there'll be some announcements in the next couple of weeks. So yeah, we're super excited to see what you do.
Yeah, we're keeping our fingers crossed. We're not sure if we can do a live event this year with the looming Delta variant. Very spooky, very Halloween. So we're seeing what we can produce. But keep your fingers crossed for us, because we as a producing team are a little like, oh God, what's going to happen? But we really do hope we can pull off something fun this year.
I love what you said before. We got a little broad-waisted and when we dreamed a little bigger. I love that.
It's true. We did.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm thinking we play another game that was so fun.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Ooh. I mean, since we have you here and we haven't played this in many moons, we play a little Dirty Hands on a Hard Body.
Oh, yes, please. Oh my God.
I like that you actually was in the show.
That's what I mean. I was like, oh, I guess we could play. Oh, that was funny.
Well, we have to. Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
Will you be hearing a song from Hands on a Hard Body on September 1st? Maybe.
Ooh. Even better. If everyone has forgotten how to play, since we are now in season 2 of Broadwasted.
Yeah, season 2.
Congratulations, y'all. You're genius.
Thank you. So happy to have been picked up after a 5-year season 1.
just
a little.
Can we just call season 1 the last 5 years?
Oh my God, we probably should.
Very good, Kevin. Very good.
Dirty Hands on a Hard Body. You have 2 hands. They're on your table or somewhere. That is your hard body. It is a category game. We will go around rapid fire in a category. If you stutter, repeat, take too long to think of an answer, one hand goes up. That is, my camera's over here. That is your dirty hand. If you have 2 hands up, you're out. And we play till someone wins. Since we are on Zoom and all of our screens look different, I'm going to tell you what order we're in on my screen, and then that's what we'll do. So on my screen, it goes me, then Jay, then Kevin, then Brian, then back to me. So remember in what order you are. If you get out on a round, you get to pick the next category for everyone else and yourself if you are still in. And first category... I literally just want to be like things that have happened in the last 5 years, but that's too broad.
Yeah.
So Kevin, you get to pick the first category.
Okay. The first category is female Sondheim characters.
Wonderful. Okay. Kevin, you begin, then Brian, you're next, then me, then Jay, and onward.
Mrs. Lovett.
Dot.
Am I next?
Ryan goes after Kevin.
I'm so sorry.
I'll let him have Dot for his next one. I'll go the witch.
Dot.
Okay.
You just wait for Kimberly, then you.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, yeah. So it's Kevin. Okay, sorry. I didn't listen to the rules. I'm a little broad-waisted. Kevin, then Brian, then Kimberly, then me. All right, I'm on board now.
Yes. Okay. Fosca.
Dot.
Okay. Can I say like Mama Rose?
Technically, because he did do lyrics.
Yes. Right? Now, did he create the character, or was that the book writer? Who's to say?
This is what?
Who's to say?
Or is she a real person? So you can say that.
Also that. Yeah. Well, if we're doing that, I'm gonna say Maria.
Oh. Cinderella.
You took mine. Mary.
So good. Sally.
Rapunzel.
Gussie.
Little Red.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The pretty one in Passion.
You have to know her name.
I do know her name. It's
I think you just lost
the hand,
Kevin. It's fine.
Yeah, but you also now get to pick the next category. So
it was it hands or is it fingers?
Hands. So you have 2 hands.
Okay, so you only have 2 chances.
Category. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh wow. Mm-hmm.
The next category is Disney animated feature films
that start with a J.
That have nothing, that have nothing to do with Pixar. So we're just talking like just Disney Animation Studios.
Okay, sure. I'm going to get that wrong.
I'll go first with The Black Cauldron.
Okay, The Sword in the Stone.
Snow White.
Little Mermaid.
Cinderella.
The Lion King.
Beauty and the Beast.
Aladdin.
Sleeping Beauty.
Aristocats.
Pocahontas.
Oh no, that's a hand. Wow. Wow.
But there's like a caveat to it. You just can't think of anything else.
I know. What's crazy is that I just talked about like Disney animated films with my student today. And I was like, well, there goes that.
You already spelled
perfect.
It.
Perfect. You used it all up.
You used it all up.
Well, you get to pick a category now.
Oh, that's exciting. My category is songs written prior to 1970, musical theater.
Okay. Wonderful.
Do I start?
Yes.
Great, 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 great. Anything Goes.
If I Loved You.
Oh, What a Beautiful Morning.
What's the Use of Wondering?
Younger Than Springtime.
Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered.
The Way You Look Tonight.
Mr. Snow.
Soon by Gershwin.
This was a real nice clam bake.
If Ever I Would Leave You.
Oh, yeah. I Could Have Danced All Night.
Oh, fuck, you took mine. Someone said Mr. Snow already, didn't they?
Yeah.
Me.
Oh, is that two hands then? Oh,
yeah.
Man. It was my category.
Oh, no.
I feel like a lot of these categories have been like, it's like a fire hose where like you know so much, but it gets clogged, so you can't think of anything. Yeah. Totally.
That's why I was just like, all of the songs from Carousel.
Yeah.
Just say them all in order.
Yeah.
Dang.
Well, you have to pick a category for the three of us.
Oh, I have to pick a category. Oh yeah, I'm a loser. shows that won Best Musical at the Tony Awards.
Okay, Passion. Kevin starts.
Passion.
Hamilton.
In the Heights.
Avenue Q.
Dear Evan Hansen.
Spring Awakening.
My Fair Lady.
Hadestown.
The Lion King.
Kinky Boots.
Will Rogers Follies.
I was gonna say. South Pacific, surely. I have no idea.
What show?
It did.
South Pacific?
Sure.
I won the Pulitzer.
Best musical goes to Next to Normal.
Already been said.
No. Right?
But I don't think it won. I think Billy Elliot beat it, didn't it?
Oh, well.
Even if it wasn't said,
you're wrong.
Next to Normal's like on the list of like musicals that won the Pulitzer without winning Best Musical, right?
Oh, wow.
That's true.
Yeah, let me see.
Can you double check that, Kimberly?
Yeah. It won Best Score and then a Pulitzer. Not the best musical.
Okay, so it didn't win. So it's you two. Do either of you have a hand up?
I do not.
No.
Sudden death. Okay. Sudden death. And your category is musicals that have starred J. Armstrong Johnson.
Well, you're going to run out sometimes, so someone's losing.
All right.
Okay, Brian starts.
Sure, I'll start. One of my favorite J. Armstrong Johnson performances was in Scotland, PA.
So good.
Fair.
On the Town.
Catch Me If You Can.
A Chorus Line.
Hands on a Hard Body.
Ah, that was a good one. Phantom of the Opera.
Mm. Candide.
Oh, good one.
We've seen him in so many shows.
I know.
Remember when we stand him and just went to every single one of his shows?
Your regional credits.
Yeah. Newsies.
Yeah.
Said that out loud. September 1st at 54 Below.
That counts, Brian.
The Halloween Bash Show.
Sorry, that doesn't count, Brian. That's
not what it's called.
Oh, Kimberly wins.
I'll take it. Good job.
Oh man.
Season two already sabotaging me, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't.
Season two, we know to just memorize our guests' resumes. Yes.
Yeah.
It will never change.
And there will be a quiz.
Well, that brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you so much, Jay, for kicking off season two with us. This was so fun. It was really wonderful to catch up with you. We really enjoyed it.
Thank you for having me. Yay. Congrats on season two. It's always a pleasure.
Of course. Thank you. And just, you can, excuse me, again, as a reminder, you can catch Jay's show September 1st, 54 Below. It's at 9:45 p.m. But of course, go to 54below.com, grab tickets for in person, and then, or you stream it from their platform as well. You can find all that on 54 Below. Thank you so much for joining us. You can always follow us at things like Twitter, Instagram at Broadwasted. You can find us on social media with Facebook, our Facebook group you can follow. And then our Patreon has been going strong through, even our season break. So you can find us there. And then of course, you can find us on things like Spotify, wherever you're listening to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, rate and review us there. Five stars, please.
Thank you.
Will a paycheck mean that we're sellouts? And if we sell out, will they yell out me and you to nobodies in New York? Thank you so much to the fans and the listeners. Thank you so much for listening to season one. We hope you enjoyed. We really energized during that break.
The last 5 years.
Just do a quick binge of season one before you pick up season two, though.
Quick. 300 plus episodes. Yeah.
Easy. Binge it in a weekend.
Totally. Super easy. You need it to understand season two, obviously.
Yeah. There's a big cliffhanger.
So many plot threads. You'll never understand.
Totally.
It's like Quantico.
Yeah. Totally. Is Jay in prison? Is he not? Is he a bad guy?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Well, Jay, thank you so much. And as we end every episode, we raise a glass and we say, Zoo-doo-wah. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, y'all.
Hooray.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.